Silver? What the fuck is this gay-ass shit? Serving glasses? It's a fucking serving table? Fucking gay. How fucking gay is that? Jesus. Fucking want a serving tray. How about that? I mean, at least the hockey. I like the hockey one where they pass that fucker around and do weird shit with it. Are they doing weird shit with the Masters Trophy? Or the jackets? Reason that'd be bad if it's the same jacket. If everybody, they don't all wear the same jacket, but everybody just make sure they fucking skiz in it. Do a little skizzing with the misses. That's probably what they do with that hockey trophy, dude. That thing's been jerked off on by fucking hundreds, if not thousands, of guys missing, you know, with the collective four teeth. 1952, the Masters began presenting an award known as the Silver Cup to the lowest scoring amateur to make the cut. 54, they began presenting an amateur silver medal to the low amateur runner-up. The original trophy weighs over 100. It's unnecessary. 130 pounds and sits on a fucking 4-foot wide base. The fuck? Why don't you just make it like, they should just make, fuck it. You should make it like the Statue of Liberty. Just make a big fucker. I mean, if you're going to go that big, it resides permanently. The original, okay, so they're not giving it out anymore. It resides permanently. Augusta National and depicts the clubhouse of the classic course. The replica, which is significantly smaller, stands just 6.5 inches tall and weighs 20 pounds. That's a heavy motherfucker, dude. 6.5 inches tall? So it's like dick length. Imagine having a 20-pound fucking dick. The champion and the runner-up both have their names engraved on the permanent trophy, solidifying themselves in golf history. The Double Eagle trophy was introduced in 67 when Bruce Devlin holed out for a Double Eagle on number 8.